Now, we all know that there was a huge explosion in online shopping last year. Nothing surprising about that, considering that many of us who hadn't really bothered with online shopping actually did. We went online, and on South Africa's online retail sector leapt to 30 billion rand. A big increase. But still, Brian Turner, who's a data analyst at Worldwide Works, which carried out the research, online shopping is still minuscule compared to the extraordinary appetite we've got for mall crawling.
So mall crawling did pick up when the lockdown lifted, but online shopping has definitely been has become a learned behavior since the lockdown onset. And we noted some startling revelations from our stats this year. When we looked at our 2018 data, it was generally almost known that the older consumers 45 and above weren't going to be shopping online. But this year, they're far more likely, and in some cases, as likely to shop online as our younger consumers.
Well, it's still an overall percentage of the total retail of only 4%. I mean, yes, it's double what it was a year or two ago, and I suppose that's to be celebrated. But I would have thought it would have gone to a far higher percentage of total retail. Turns out it didn't.
For sure, and that is made largely a function of bank readiness. So a lot of banks like to say that they are ready for getting their customers onto digital platforms. But the fact of the matter is that many consumers, one, either don't have the money to shop online, or two, don't have the right card to shop online, because there are many cards in circulation that just aren't enabled for online purchases. And that's a huge prohibitive factor in getting South Africans shopping online.
I mean, that's quite astonishing, really, considering how advanced our banking system is supposed to be.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, the traditional banks are still traditional banks. And we can't comment too largely on that. We could rather comment on how online people are rather than how not online people are.
How are the online retailers then reshaping themselves? How are they changing? Every small business luxury provider of a product or a service has told us how they made the switch to online, and they can't believe the huge increase in sales that they've seen. And then, you know, from a corporate perspective, we've seen a huge boost to their online sales, whether from Mr. Price to Checkers and the 60-60, for example, concept, which was launched during lockdown to great acclaim.
So yes, for sure. Taking into example the Checkers 60-60 app, it all comes down to friction. And when we look at something shopping online versus shopping in person, shoppers in person are less likely to abandon their cart. But when you're shopping online, you can leave the website. If there's too many clicks, too many taps, too many scroll actions, then you can pretty much leave your cart with no consequences. So all of these providers, and Checkers has done this spectacularly well with getting their 60-60 app with as few taps, as few scrolls as possible. And that's ultimately what made their success. And the same is going for many online retailers who are trying to get people out of their store checked out with the product. And that is the holy grail of shopping online. And businesses have had to learn that in the recent lockdown.
I mean, are retailers then getting better at online?
Definitely. So as these numbers reflect, at least the larger retailers are getting a lot better. And in our future projections, we're going to see steady growth throughout this year and next year. And that's largely because the vaccines haven't been distributed enough yet, and not a lot of people feel safe to be outside and out and about and in social situations yet. But the convenience that's attached to it will definitely stay with many consumers.
And the dominance of the Takealots of the world, have they consolidated their dominance, or have they seen more competition come in and actually corrode their dominance?
So it's a bit of both. Because Takealot is a household name, they would have quite a large share in our online retail landscape. But it's also quite comforting to see the likes of Facebook and Instagram, Instagram in particular, launching shops on profiles. So young consumers don't even have to set up a website anymore. They can just jump onto Instagram, make a few products. It's dead simple in Instagram, and then sell via that platform. So it's all becoming far less friction. It's getting far less friction than before, which is great.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for bringing us up to speed. Brian Turner, data analyst at Worldwide Works. Thank you for joining us this evening on The Money Show. Online shopping boomed. It was really nice to see. And they looked at this. They've done this and they say online retail for South Africa came to 66% growth, brought a total of online sales to 30.2 billion rand. And it's more than double the 14.1 billion reached in 2018. Just 2 years and a pandemic led to a doubling in online retail. The trick now, and this is going to be so interesting about next year's research, is to see whether or not it grows from here, whether the habits of online stick or not.